Who doesn't want to live their Kill Bill fantasy?
True.
Don't never.
How dare you say that about me?
I am lady.
There's a certain part of me that's like I am a power bottom.
Yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't love the attention?
I mean, it's a compliment at the end of the day.
Yeah. Guys, those are things that are, like, subtle. At least with dying, know they're going to kill you. But at least it's, like, very, like, up front in your face.
You want to get noticed? Take it off.
Hola, bienvenidos a Gay al Punto.
This is Gay to the Point. We're just two gay guys talking about anything and everything.
Anyone.
In a not so straight fashion.
Fashion.
We were off key.
I was on key.
My name's Antonio.
And my name's on key.
Ew. Yeah, so how are you doing today?
Good. I feel like you always start with a question, and I was like, I'm not prepared for this.
Well, you should, because this is how it is. We're just chit-chatting.
Yeah, chit-chatting, okay. Yeah. No, it's good. Can't complain. Life's going good. Sun is shining. I had sex a few days ago-ish.
Ooh, tell us about the little sex.
For later or now?
Oh, no. No, I'm just kidding. Don't tell me that. Quick question for ya.
Yeah.
Do you feel like this because of COVID and Corona and you don't see people as often that you often wear the same 3-4 outfits every day?
I feel like the thing is I don't do laundry that often.
Oh. And I can clearly tell because you're wearing the same sweater from last time.
Yes. Even that's why I've been shopping, because I don't actually just like do laundry. I just buy new clothes.
It's my
new approach.
It's very like recycling of you.
Yeah, it's very environmentally friendly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hi, environment.
Exactly.
Like, I'm greeting the environment with new clothes.
Well, now we know that you're a capitalist.
Yeah, I am. Like, that's why my name starts with a capital C.
C for capitalism.
But yeah, no, same. I don't know. Yeah, I don't do laundry. I wear the same outfits. How about you?
Yeah, I feel like I stick to the same three like sweaters that I love, just because it's cozy.
Describe these sweaters that you love.
These sweaters are
the listeners want to know.
The multicolored and like, you know, just like imagine Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat. Is it Joseph?
I don't know that.
It's from the Bible.
They had the word technicolor in the Bible?
Oh, hell yeah, they did.
Did they actually?
Yeah. Maybe they call it multicolored then.
I didn't feel like they had technology back then. So.
Well, anyways, for those who are devout Bible readers, let us know. Is it multicolored or technicolored?
In the comments down below. So the topic is gay switching. Antonio, define gay switching.
Gay switching is kind of based off of that term code switching, but it's for when, like, as a queer gay person, when you have to switch your tone of voice to the situation to fit in. I know it's not a real term, but I'm like making it a real term.
So define code switching.
Code switching is at least probably known use for like Black people when they like have to switch the way that they speak in dialect, like especially in terms of in front of white people, that they can't like speak the way that they would speak with other Black people because it's frowned, like, you know, it's...
Are you sure that's the definition?
I'm making it up. That's like a generalized point of it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I feel like that wouldn't be specific to like Black people, right?
No, I don't think so. But I mean, like, it's more commonly like it was from made up from the Black people, like the
right,
term
right.
and stuff. So, but yeah, gay switching. switch it up. But yeah, have you ever felt that way at some times where you like walk into a new environment or meet new people, and then instead of being like, hey, I'm Clarence, I'm like, hey, I'm Clarence.
Exactly that. Yeah, no, I feel like that's just like something that you do. I don't feel, like, the funny thing is that you're like, when you're talking about the other thing, and I was attending that webinar last night.
Yeah.
We were kind of talking about this, but not specifically in the gay context, because it wasn't a meeting about being gay.
Oh, there should be more meetings about being gay.
There really should. Webinars about being gay.
Yeah.
New business idea.
Thank you. Copyright it.
Patent.
Wait, what does this have to relate to code switching or no, gay switching?
Like, because or what they were talking about was just like in the context of like, when you are of two different cultures, you try to avoid including your own culture or like your ethnic culture, or your heritage or something like that in conversations just because you're quite cognizant of it potentially being alienating or uncomfortable for the white people.
Right. But that's the thing. Like, why do we have to like adhere to the white people?
Well, we don't.
Exactly.
So... we have to adhere to the white people.
Okay, let's stop this. Okay, yeah, that's Clarence, everyone. But yeah, I guess like for...
Now here's time for my opinion. Because that was abysmal.
But yeah, no, I feel like I definitely kind of gay switch kind of often, especially when I like walk into like a new environment. Like, especially like... walking to like a new job. I remembered actually when I used to work at this restaurant called Wild Tail in the summer last year.
That was so recent. You still felt like you had to do that?
Yeah, I felt like I had to just because like I looked around at the other employees around me. They were all white. They were mostly either women or male or like that were straight.
There's none, no gay ones?
No, not that, at least not that I know of. Not that is like, you know, that I can like clearly see that I can relate to.
But then is that you're like... internal bias, like just because they're not overtly gay, like you're assuming that they're not gay?
No, I mean, I thought that my manager was gay, but then like I was like, okay, like I think I can connect with him more, and I did. But still, the general public or population of that staff was, at least in my perceptive, not queer. And right. Then so it made me
just very heteronormative.
I mean, even like the bartenders, like they were just very heteronormative.
But bartenders, I feel like, are usually pretty straight.
Yeah, but not always, but I mean, that's a stereotype. But yeah. There it was. And then I just remembered like going in, like even for the first couple weeks of like me serving and training, like I just like just had to like, I tried not to switch my voice as much, but I remembered I had to switch like what I said and stuff. Like I couldn't just be like a little bit more like sassy, or I couldn't just be like, you know.
So last night I just got like barebacked by like 15 guys. Like you couldn't tell them that even though you wanted to.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, like I want to express like whenever I get into orgies or whatever, but I couldn't
share the truest part of yourself.
Yeah, but I guess at the same time it's like, you know, like that is like part of my culture and my heritage, which isn't something about them.
So you had to protect their feelings.
Yeah, which is like bad thing, because it's like, why do I have to protect like their heteronormative like expectations of me?
If you have orgies, like, you should be proud.
Yeah But I don't know, I remembered like that was recent ago, because that was like less than a year ago, where I just felt like I had to like not be like
so gay
and stuff.
That must have been very hard for you.
It was And then like I felt like, you know, like I remember there's this one night too where it was like a Friday night and we were just like close, and then like everyone was just doing their cash outs, and then there was like two of the bartenders, straight bartenders, and like I guess a couple of like girl servers with me and stuff. We were just casting out and we're just like having a drink, and then like they were just like, oh yeah, blah blah blah, like we're gonna like head out to like Brew Hall, and like we're gonna hit like Granville Street back then, blah blah blah, a kind of a thing. And then I'm just like, oh, I don't know, and they invited me, and I'm just like, no, I think I'm okay.
Really good job of like passing for straight there. And she's like, okay. Yeah.
But I don't know. It was just like a weird time.
Is that part of the reason why you quit that job?
I
mean, not that specifically, but just like in terms of that discomfort.
No, totally. Discomfort. I think so.
Or
I,
like cultural disalignment.
Yeah. No, I think it was
unalignment.
Unalignment. Disalignment. No, I definitely feel like it affected partially like my choice to like leave. It was also just like a really weird, bad place to work.
Right.
And then, but B, it's like, yeah, like I couldn't kind of find my way in. And
right. Like you just didn't feel like you jibe well with the people.
Yeah. So I don't know, But yeah, like, does that ever happen to you? Or do you feel like you have to gay switch it up kind of thing?
Well, I think the thing is, like, you just, I feel like, okay, I think this is also, like, what kind of what they were talking about. But, like, I definitely feel like you have to kind of, like, how do you call it? Like, minimize yourself, minimize your individuality to kind of fit in with the general, like, population. Or just, like, you're just very aware when you're making other people uncomfortable. Because, like, the thing is, like, you could just be bold and you could just say, yeah, I was just fucking, like, getting bukkakeed on Saturday or whatever.
It and was then- a Friday, actually. It's Friday bukkakes.
Oh, sorry. this is really important for information for anyone who wants to get bukkakeed. You do it on Friday. but yeah, no, I feel like that's the thing is, like, you could go to, like, other people and you could kind of just say that, like, you could say those things and then risk making them uncomfortable.
Right.
Alternatively, you could just go for it and, like, be bold.
Right.
Or whatever. But I think the thing is, you know, there's also kind of a degree, I feel like, as growing up as a gay kid, and I think of just being different in general, that you just kind of, like, have to be a little bit on the defense.
Of course. You know how, like, especially as a queer kid, like, and gay kid growing up, like, how other people were so defensive about, or no, you had to be so defensive of who you were because, like, you weren't accepted of just being.
Yeah. It was like a default, like, to your, like, to help with your survival.
Right. Right.
You know, just to, like, not reveal too much.
Right.
You know, even though there's just, like, so much to reveal. Mm. That's the problem with straight people. It's just, like, I feel like they don't have anything to reveal.
Yeah, it's, like, everything's pretty much, like, out in the open. Like, yeah, you're gonna get married. You're gonna have a family. You're gonna own a house. You're gonna inherit some of your, like, old white person money.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna have a business. Yeah. You're gonna, like, put, like, a monument under your name.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna colonize other countries.
Yeah.
And then you're also gonna be, like, white is right.
Yeah. but, yeah, no, like, I mean, kind of. I feel like I'm just, like, thinking about, like, in terms of, like, drag thing. Yeah. Like, it's just, like, a reveal that you know is coming.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, just, like,
season 10, season finale, when we all saw, like, Aquaria, Eureka.
We know, all, girl, you know, you're dressed in a giant, like, bag.
Yeah.
We know there's something under there.
Yeah, it's not exciting. You're not revealing anything.
No.
Except
no.
how stupid you are.
Exactly. Actually, exactly. but yeah, so I feel like the thing is, like, I feel like I'm a little bit of accustomed to, like, being that kind of, you know, having that control over your dials, like, your individuality dials. Mm. Like, of just being like, okay, like, I'm going to tone down the gayness, or I'm going to tone down how much I talk about my Chinese culture. You know, because that's actually how I really talk. But I try to tone it down for, you know, regular life.
Okay.
I feel like you're going to feel like you need to edit that out.
No, I'm just going to say, if you want to speak the way that you originally want to speak, you can speak.
Back to the point. Yes, I feel like the thing is, like, you just kind of get used to just kind of controlling how much you're revealing to other people and, like, controlling, like, how much you want to stand out. And I definitely think for, like, gay people, like, that's something that I kind of grew up with. But it's interesting for me to hear that that's as recent as, like, 2-3 years ago.
For
because
me.
Yeah, because, like, that being a part of, like, a job situation. Because I feel like, oh, actually, I was going to say, I feel like I've been pretty lucky. It's just like, no, there's definitely parts where I just, like, hit it.
Hit what? Oh, hit it.
Sorry. Hit it. Yeah, like, just, like, I think about that job where I was working at client, like shipping and receiving or something, like, for a fancy store. Mm. But I feel like the thing is, it's just, like,
you definitely like to receive more than you ship it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm more of a receiver than a shipper. Like, I think it's just, like, that part, but I don't know whether or not that's specific to being gay.
No,
that you
I don't,
just, like, hide that, like, kind of romantic side of yourself. It's not like you say, like, oh, I just went out on a date, or I just did this, or my boyfriend. Like, Well, I feel like that, because I feel like straight people, it's just kind of one of those things where no one would have any kind of, like, you know that it wouldn't make anyone comfortable if you were straight and you're just like, this is like, oh, like, yeah, I was just out with my girlfriend. Yeah. Like, everyone would just expect that. But then as a gay person, if you were to just randomly in conversation say like, oh, yeah, I was just like out with this guy because I was on a date with him.
It like strikes like an alarm, like almost like an awareness being like, huh?
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. And in that, even at risk, like being at risk of signaling that alarm, mm-hmm. sometimes I feel like as a gay person, you just might default to, like, even though it's normal for other people at your workplace or other people to kind of just like mention things about their personal life that aren't really that deep, mm-hmm. but you actually wouldn't, because it would just reveal the fact that you're gay.
Yeah.
You know,
totally. No, I mean, like, I think I see what you mean in terms of like, it's not just for like gay people to have like this switch thing to like hide their personal life or whatever towards other people. But I think the main thing is just like, well, at least I like to think that we have to do it more often because it's not the norm. Like, we have to like kind of tone down that individual gay character a little bit until we find a situation or an environment that we feel comfortable in expressing that.
Yeah.
And just often more times than not, it's like there's not really a lot of those places.
Yeah.
Maybe times has changed now, but at the same time, and maybe since we grew up in the same generation of like of having to feel that and growing up and knowing that like we always have to be in this defensive side, that maybe we do have to like work on that ourselves, but also it's just like, I don't know, it's just a hard thing to kind of overcome.
Well, I think it is interesting because like the webinar that I was taking yesterday about like, and it was more to do with race,
yeah,
I guess. Because the thing was about Black History Month, like panel. But I feel like it's kind of really relevant to that because even though it's like up for other people to kind of create that environment for us to feel comfortable to share those kinds of things, but it's also up to us to kind of be a little bit more bold with we share.
Totally, totally. And I feel like, I think also just coming from my personal sense, like I feel like I'm starting to learn that more in just the last few years, not even like the last five, I would say the last like 3-ish years, I've been just trying to really push out for more of that.
How? Tell me how.
Yeah, well, the other day I just said that, like, yeah, like to get up the ass.
I was like serving like this table and it was like this old like 8-year-old couple and I was just like, oh my god, how are you guys? I just took 7 dicks.
Mm-hmm.
How many dicks did you take?
Yeah. Exactly.
Be bold.
Yeah, be bold. And you know what? Like, being bold, you know, is a great thing to have. It definitely has to do with confidence issues. But, like, yeah, I feel like it is something that... I know what you're saying, that, like, we as people too have to kind of... We can't expect the other people to set the environment for us.
Yeah. We got to destroy the environment.
No, totally. And like, just like we want to destroy the patriarchy, we got to destroy
it. I feel like it sounds like I'm like...
Anti-environmentalist. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, especially with my capitalistic shopping.
Yeah.
And this, I'm like painting a picture of like, I don't care about the environment. And I don't. What are you going to do about it?
We're going to edit that out.
Cool for the summer.
Is that the one that you're thinking about?
Cool for the summer. I feel like the look on your face when I stole the song from you. And you're like, but that is the song. Summer.
Because I thought it was like, things for the summer.
You didn't even know the song. That song is about being a lesbian.
Yeah, that's why we're looking forward to it.
Looking forward to being a lesbian for the summer.
Yeah. So spring's awakening, summer is almost a coming. Where do you want to be cummed on?
Fridays. You always ask me the questions. So what are you looking forward to in the summer?
Okay, one of the most, actually this is what I was going to say, like it's slightly a guilty pleasure of mine, but I also really love it. So one of the things that I always look forward for summer is when I'm serving. is like men's thighs.
Oh, because they wear shorts.
They wear shorts. And like,
are you into men's thighs?
I don't know. I just feel like I love, yeah, like men's thighs are just like really like attracted to me. Like, depends like on like their musculature, like just the bigness of it, like, and really? The hairiness of it, like, and just like how like much it like really like, you know, expands in shorts.
And then also like when they're sitting and then like because of like how it gets pressed against the chair,
it, like, it just makes it, yeah, bigger. Yeah, like I remember I was telling, because then I was working at Taco Fino last summer, and then like there was, I was telling like one of the bartenders, being like, you know, there's like a table, a guy at like 105, and I just feel like I just want to get choked by his thighs.
I feel like this is like something new that I'm discovering about you. I think you like thighs.
I think it's also just like a new thing of me.
Well, how long ago, when was like the
probably
last time
just
that
like
you
last
about
summer
thighs? Really?
Yeah. I mean,
cool,
I feel like
thighs for the summer.
I mean, I've been always really into like legs.
Really? But,
yeah, I've been really like into like the bottom half of the human body. And then when it's summertime,
feet.
Maybe like bottom up, bottom half. Up to the ankle.
Upwards.
Yeah, yeah, ankle, yeah, upwards.
But you like calves. Do you, yeah, like thick calves?
I mean, I like calves, but I mean, not as much as I like thighs. But this is the one thing I'm looking forward to summer is just like
seeing all those guys and their thighs.
Yeah, just like not
thick
even like
thighs for the summer.
Yeah, like thick, like as Lizzo says, thick thighs save, no, that's Missy Elliott, thick thighs save lives.
Or as Latrice and Willem say, thick thighs make a dick rise.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, no, I remember just like feeling just like, oh yeah, like, yeah, like
that's
summer's
an interesting
like
thing.
Thick thighs, like, I don't know, it's something about me just like excites it about me.
Like, I mean, I kind of, I like, I feel like I could kind of relate to that. Like, what, like, there's was this one time at a beach or whatever, like, it was a nude beach or,
yeah,
Zwerg Beach. And this guy just had really good definition in his legs. Mm. And there was, like, something about that that was just really attractive.
I was questioning about it. Do you think it's because, like, we both kind of, like, had, like, ballet upbringing and, like, ballet has, like, really more, like, lower body kind of.
I feel like, definition? If anything, that's. Like, maybe at the beginning, I feel like that did the opposite for me.
Oh.
Like, where it's just kind of like, oh, like. But actually, though, if you're to talk about, like, now, I'm thinking about, like, guys in ballet tights when they just have a really good bottom half.
Yeah.
Your bottom half.
I feel like we're, like, just, like partially, like, mermaid hunting. Like, we're, yeah, just looking for the bottom half of the
mermaid. But, like, an opposite mermaid where, yeah, they're, like, fish on top and, yeah, like.
Human on the bottom.
But, what was the answer?
Sorry,
say about
not
that?
Mermaid. I want to say just for like
centaur.
No, equality as mer people.
Because, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mermaid is like. You,
yeah,
know,
you could be like, you don't have to be the maid. You could, yeah, be the master, mer master.
Yeah, or the mer butler. Like, you can be the, yeah, butler. Yeah.
Or the mer accountant. Yeah.
Mer people. Yeah.
All people.
All people. But yeah, going back to the original topic, what else are you like looking forward for the summer?
I feel like it's just like people's attitudes I really like during the summer.
What do you mean?
I feel like just everyone's like a little bit happier and like down for things, and like it's a little bit easier to just like be like, well, I'm fucking off from work, do you want to go for a drink?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like patios.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah,
like, yeah, just going, hanging out at the beach, or just the fact that you could sit on the grass.
Yeah. I feel like that's, like, a definitely, though, like, Vancouver Pacific Western mentality. Like, I feel like, yeah, when you go towards, like, I don't know, at least I experienced this when I was, like, in Europe. Didn't matter what time of the year
they
was.
They still did that.
They still did that.
Yeah,
because
I love
it's
that.
Just part of their, like, I don't know, lifestyle or,
yeah,
culture.
Yeah, because you're a pansy.
Huh?
What? Like, anytime it's really cold, you're like, oh, it's too cold outside.
Oh, yeah, I know. But I'm, like, really just, like, living up to, like, the culture that I'm, like, living in.
No, but it's true. Like, I feel like they have a different culture, like, in other countries. Not even Europe, but, like, other continents as well, where it's just kind of, like.
Yeah, it's, like, it's whenever just, time.
Yeah. Like, the point, I think, what I like about any other culture besides North American culture is. This understanding of the priority of like you're working your job so you could spend more time with the people that you care about.
Right.
You're not working your job so that you could make more money, because the point of making more money is so that you have more freedom. and more freedom to spend time with the people that you like.
Right. Yeah, but that's not the North American perspective.
Because American you have like people like Jeff Bezos.
Who just wants to make more money. Money. And be in a higher altitude so that you can be above people and they get altitude sickness.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like in other places it is easier to kind of just like shoot the shit, not really have a reason to hang out and just hang out anyways.
Right.
You know?
No, totally.
So I feel like the one glimpse that we get of that is like during the summer when people are just a little bit more like eased out.
Yeah. And I guess I also like it just brings out the boys.
It just brings out the boys. I love the boys.
Yeah.
But they don't love me.
Yeah.
They really don't.
No, they do. Just not the boy that you're looking for.
Yeah, no, like things that I look forward to this summer. That for sure, just hanging out with people. Like Vancouver's really beautiful during the summer.
Yeah, no, I agree. I actually feel like it's like beautiful all year round, but people just don't seem to like it because they think that it's like always cold and rainy.
You're one of those people.
Yeah. But I still think it's beautiful when you're in the inside. Like, from the inside, it's beautiful. No, yeah, I agree with you. I definitely do feel like summer is a time for socialism.
Summer is the time for socialism. That should be the title. Summer is the time for socialism.
Well, it is. And also socializing.
No, just socialism.
But besides from that, like, what else from summer do you look forward to?
Like you were talking about, like, guys in shorts. I love wearing shorts and sandals and just like a t-shirt.
Sandals, girl.
Okay, don't diss my heritage.
Girl. Sandals, really?
Yeah, sandals. I mean, I have nicer sandals than you do. You just don't wear sandals.
I don't because I hate sandals.
Is it because it's a Filipino thing?
Yeah, because you.
It's like sandals are associated with poor people?
A little bit. It's called chinelas in our language.
Is it?
Yeah, chinelas. It's like
she sounds like a really gross person. It oh is. My god! But have then you it's funny seen because, like, what chinelas is wearing?
Yeah, it's funny because it's like when you're like poor and it's like, oh, like guys, I'm just gonna wear my chinels. But it's actually chinelas.
Like they even have a shorthand version of it. Yeah. Like, my chinels, like as if that's a thing. Don't try to make chinels a thing. Really? It's just so free. I feel like when I was younger, that was the thing that I was like known for, was wearing shorts and sandals into like the winter.
Yeah, that's like really gross. Cause then like so much gunk and shit can get into your feet.
No, snow is clean. White is clean.
Look at you and your internalized racism right there. Okay, some of us didn't have the privilege to experience snow when we were younger. Some of us only had the privilege of like being around garbage in the Philippines. And it's so hot all the time.
Was that you?
Yes.
Was that you?
Yeah.
Being around garbage all the time?
Yes. I would say half the time. But walking around the streets in Manila, it's freaking gross and disgusting.
It so is why, really gross. Why would like, you wouldn't have open-toed shoes.
Yeah, why
in
you
the
would you want open-toed shoes?
But except for if they're heels.
What?
Except for if they're heels.
Open-toed heels?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that's because, like, you're 6 inches off the floor, yeah, so it's, like, fine.
It's fine, yeah. And plus, like, people think you're a prostitute, so just, like...
That's also fine.
That's also fine. You're, like, working for the economy. But, yeah, I just want to say thank you for always trying to listen to us, even though we don't try at all. So
I do feel like I do try.
Really?
Right.
But yeah, we're saying goodbye to 2020, and along with our fears and sadness. And
I'm not saying goodbye to those things. You know how I feel about it. Or you know the doubts that I have about the quality of our own podcast.
Wow, but... you're so rude. I feel like the quality is really good. Anyways.
Nothing is set or set
or
sent in stone.
Ooh, how come I still got the bad words?
Because I'm a genius.